Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 113 for Friday afternoon, October 23rd. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished stronger in range-bound trading Friday, receiving a boost from the Canadian currency. Canola was anywhere from 60 cents higher to $3 higher, with the most active January contract coming in $2.10 higher at $483.30 per ton. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Domestic crushers remain busy, and there is talk that Canadian exports are very active right now. The most active January contract continues to find good support at $482 per ton level. However, losses in U.S. soybeans and the vegetable oil market dragged on values. The advancing U.S. harvest in soybeans also put pressure on canola, while the bias in the market has tilted to the downside. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 3 to 5 cents, with the November contract down 3 cents at $8.95 per bushel. Soybeans were pushed lower by the speed of the U.S. harvest and the general belief that the USDA will soon raise the expected size of the crop. Harvest activity is expected to be very busy this weekend, which should help boost the size of the crop. Meantime, more rain is forecast for Brazilian soybean fields, and that should help ease concerns over excess dryness. Corn was a cent higher. The December contract came in at $3.79 a bushel. A new weather forecast suggests the U.S. Corn Belt will see dry, warm weather over the next 16 to 30 days. This should allow farmers to till their fields ahead of the next growing season. Losses in crude oil and a stronger U.S. dollar were bearish for the market. Wheat was mostly down a cent, with the December contract in Chicago at $4.90 a bushel. U.S. exports felt pressure from the strength of the U.S. dollar. Each time a large wheat tender pops up on the world market, there are several offers immediately. Almost all of them are cheaper than the U.S. because of the strong U.S. dollar. Meantime, rain is forecast to fall on the U.S. southern plains next week, which should help address concerns over dryness. The Chinese stock market ticked higher today after their government stepped in with rate cuts, and that should be bullish for U.S. wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, October 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.